Dave Frischberg with a medley of Billy Strayhorn tunes. Take the A-Train, Lotus Blossom, Rain Check, A Flower is a Lonesome Thing, Johnny Come Lately, and Something to Live For. One more coming up in a moment as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where we send out a charge to Bob in Washington, PA, and Marge in Whitehall.
Well, get aboard the A train to take a little ride around the city. Brooklyn, our Broadway train. You see that old New York is mighty pretty. Take your baby subway riding. That's where romance may be hiding. Forget your car or airplane. You'll find that it'll pay to take the A train.
You'll take your baby to Harlem. You're bound to find a hall up on Sugar Hill, where everyone's having a solid ball. You board that A train, and then you ride till you dig this number, 145 Street, where all the cats meet, posing on a stroll. Pops, they're really in there.
Ba-da-loo-da-da-da-loo-day. That's the riff that the bands all play. It's groovy, the hep can say.
Then you know that you're in Harlem.
You got to get off that A train.
And you will have a ball, yeah. If you're looking for rhythm, you'll find it on Sugar Hill.
Now that you know just how to get up there, dig up a nickel and you've got your fare. If you want to go to Happy Harlem, you take the A train that goes uptown and ride, ride, ride. Wait until you get on Sugar Hill. You'll jump for joy till you get your fill.
Have you got your nickel in your hand?
Then hurry, don't you miss that train.
Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem.
Harlem.
Better hurry.
Hurry. Get aboard the train.
145th Street Station.
Watch your step.
Quit shoving, man. I'm getting off too.
Okay, daddy-o.
This is the A train.
The Saturday Light Brigade, the Delta Rhythm Boys there. And take the A train on the birthday of Billy Strayhorn.
Had
joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Our Brigade Charade is coming up in a moment. A quick note, Giving Tuesday is this Tuesday. Ricky and I love Giving Tuesday. It gives us a chance to support many nonprofits all at once. The Give Big Pittsburgh website is like a catalog where you can look over nonprofits, sort of create a shopping basket of donations you would like to go to each and check out in one swell swoop. And you've joined with thousands of other people in creating some very significant charitable acts on that day. I hope you'll consider supporting SLB on Giving Tuesday. Go to slbradio.org. If you need the website for Give Big Pittsburgh, you also can support us at any time. You can get a jump start on it.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you for your support. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Brigade Charade. This works just like charades, except I need to use language because we have figured out a way to filter the pictures so that they don't actually come into your home. Our clue is large object or small game. Large object or small game. And our answer has three syllables. Are you ready? Syllable one, nocturnal mammal. Nocturnal mammal. Syllable two, poker players' body language. Poker players' body language. Syllable three, mail a package. Mail a package. Again, we're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is large object or small game. And the three syllables, the clue for each: nocturnal mammal, poker player's body language, mail a package. Put them together, you should be able to sound out the answer to the word we are looking for.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
David Wilcox now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Firm if you thrust me aside, or advance if you block my way. You who knew me before you formed me, protect me while your breath is in me. Can I stand firm if you thrust me aside, or advance if you block my way? What can I say when my thoughts are in your hands? What can I do unless you
over. Neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. A ship there was, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim. I lean my back up against some young oak, thinking he was a trusty tree, but first he bended, then he broke, and thus did my false love to me. I put my hand into some soft bush, thinking the sweetest flower to find. I pricked my finger to the bone and left the sweetest flower alone. Oh, love is handsome, love is fine, bright as a jewel when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like summer dew. The seagulls wheel, they turn and die. The mountain stands beside the sea. This world we know turns round and round, and all for them and you and me. The water is wide, I cannot cross over, neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I.
Saturday Light Brigade, John Gorka, and The Water is Wide. And I played that after listening to David Wilcox's You Who Know Me. David Wilcox's You Who Know Me. You Who Knew Me, sorry about that, because I heard a similar lilt in the music. David's song is from an album called Out Beyond Ideas, Songs for Peace, and it's a project that features him and a number of other artists. We are live this Thanksgiving weekend, and we are glad that you are here with us. I just had this strange feeling in my head. Ricky and I drove to Ohio yesterday and back, and we were listening to a lot of Sirius radio. Not Sirius radio, but the service known as Sirius. And we were listening to the Bluegrass Channel, and they were playing some great bluegrass, but it was clearly automated. And that's okay. You know, it's a holiday weekend, and it was actually done quite well. And so we heard the host constantly referring to Valentine's Day weekend, and just about every break the host would say, and there's Lynn Morris, my heart skips a beat on this Valentine's Day weekend. I mean, they weren't playing Lynn Morris for every break, but they were constantly referring to Valentine's Day weekend. That's not my thought, though. My thought is maybe there are a lot of automated listeners that are listening to this radio station, And that's the key. The station automates its programming. The listeners are automated. Maybe they place orders for things. I do not know. I did get a kick. Rick and I were both saying, why so many love songs? Why aren't there songs about gratitude and other ideas? But nope, that's the way it went. The sad thing is, I somehow think that we may have been... No, I think you would have noticed. Just like Ricky and me noticed, but I think a lot of folks might not have otherwise noticed. I think you would have. You meaning you. We're in the midst of solving today's Brigade Charade puzzle. Sirius does not have the technology that keeps the pictures from coming to you, by the way. They will show pictures on your dashboard, so you need to be careful with them. Our puzzle, we're looking for a large object or small game. Large object or small game is the clue. Three syllables, nocturnal mammal, poker player's body language, and mail a package. 412-200-5975 to join us. Tom is going to join us in just a second. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer and says hello to Rick at Isle of Palm, noting that he was just there. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, got the correct answer, as did John in Economy, and Marge in Whitehall, and John in Carrick. Here now, Tom in McCandless. Good morning.
This is a real human being. It's not a recording.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I sometimes wonder. I saw something... Gosh, I forget where I saw this, but they got two AI interfaces kind of started up, and then they let them talk to each other for a while, and it was a nice conversation ensuing.
Yeah, this one was kind of hard. It was like, you know, large object, and I'm thinking, you know, a bowling ball is a large object compared to a marble. And then when you said small game, since today's the first day of deer season, you know, like small game would be rabbits or squirrels or something like that. And then the nocturnal mammal, I thought of bat was the first thing. But the other two, the last one, the middle one, I kept thinking of poker face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, I don't know if you said mail or send, but I had the opposite, you know? And then I started thinking, well, I got to think of large objects. And
it's hard.
You meant really large objects. So I thought skyscraper. Well, that doesn't work. And then I thought of aircraft carrier.
I thought of aircraft carrier, too, as I was thinking of what might people come up with.
And then the third choice was battleship. So bat. Now, tell, I don't know what that really is to do with poker. I never heard that term. And then, but ship, you know, you ship packages instead of mail, I guess. But you do mail packages, you know.
Yes. It's interesting to write these because parts have to be hard, parts have to be, you know, somewhat not as hard, so you'll at least try. And you did it perfectly. A poker player's body language... Actually, if you're a good poker player, you don't want to have this in your body language. But that's called a tell, so that you can, if you have this particular body language, it's like, he always purses his lips when he's bluffing, or he always puts his fingers on the table and starts drumming his fingers when he has a really good hand. And you learn to read the other person's body language to get a sense of what kind of hand he or she is holding. That's they call that a tell.
Well, that's kind of ironic in a way, because I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, there was an obituary in the New York Times of the psychologist who came up with all these different, like, I think it's thousands of different human expressions on their face that would say something about what they were thinking or doing. And apparently the government, like at the Customs Service, they have these, and so they look at your face, and I guess it tells you what you're trying to smuggle in or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
But he wrote a book about it. The library didn't have the book, but I guess he had all the different pictures of the different expressions. And then that also made me think of Babe Ruth, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, but apparently he was a pitcher before he became an outfielder. And he was a good pitcher, but he did a certain expression. Maybe he stuck his tongue out or something. And he always did that when he was going to throw a certain type of pitch, maybe a curveball or something. And so the batters caught on to it, and he couldn't get anybody out. So they switched him to the outfield. But I'm not sure if that's really true. But I think I saw it in the movie about Babe Ruth.
That sounds like it very much could be true. Paul Ekman is who you were looking for. He linked facial expressions to universal emotions. And his research was used to advise FBI interrogators and screeners for the TSA. And he died November 17th at the age of 91. And it's fascinating, this article about reading faces and what different faces on the same people can actually mean. Wow. I'll post that on our Facebook page for folks who might be interested.
I know my wife always says I look guilty, so I guess I have a certain expression.
It could be. Well, thank you. Any plans for this weekend?
Well, I belong to a cooking club, so I got to bake a bunch of cookies tomorrow because we're having a cookie table.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's very nice. We have a cookie party, believe it or not, that is coming up. I haven't mentioned it too much. I'll mention it coming up. We're going to have a cookie decorating party here at SLB. We really are coming up next month, which is going to be an open house. In collaboration with RAD. So we're kind of excited about that.
Right.
It'll be fun.
I just hope I don't have a bad cookie day tomorrow.
You should be good. Congratulations for coming up with Battleship. Take care.
Soldier in the truth said, ain't I a woman? Ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor. Ship gonna sail someday. Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize. Ship gonna sail someday. Gene Dev said, well, there's a soul in prison. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Gonna build it anyway. Marie Sugar said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing, ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on, gonna build it anyway. Cesar Chavez said, Viva la huelga. Ship gonna sail someday. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares. Ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no compromise. Ship gonna sail someday. Phil Berrigan said, no more atom bombs. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Gonna build it anyway. Well, they're all gone, and we're still building. Ship gonna sail someday. With hand and heart and mind and muscle. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship may never sail on. Gonna build it anyway.
That's the great Utah Phillips at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in. I wanna be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in, no, no. Don't fence me in.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Riders in the Sky. And Don't Fence Me In.
Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's S-P-A-C-I-A-L audio.com.
We've had a great year at SLB and invite you to join us for a festive night of networking, cookie decorating, and live music. This happens December 18th, 6 to 9 o'clock at our studios and youth media center from 6 to 7. You can connect with people and meet some of our Youth Media Center teens, record reflections about work, share advice for folks entering early adulthood, and from 7 to 9, we'll have live music from some of those same teens. You can learn more and RSVP by going to slbradio.org/news. And a quick note that Giving Tuesday is this coming Tuesday. We hope you'll head over to givebigpittsburgh.com to support SLB on that date. You can also support SLB today. You can get a jump start on Giving Tuesday.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
And Ricky, you've audited today's haiku, I hope. 17 syllables leading to one single answer. And here is today's haiku. This well-known board game features deeds in 8 colors. Name the yellow ones. This well-known board game features deeds in 8 colors. Name the yellow ones. Not as easy as it might seem. Or do you think you've got the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. And when she starts loving, sure to make a hit with me. I went out walking with Nancy Jane, sat down in the dirt. My heart started pumping, it got so hot it burned a hole in my undershirt.
I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about Nancy Jane. And when she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me.
Fine clothes, she don't run around. When she starts to doing her stuff, she make a mule kick stable down.
I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. And when she starts loving, she's sure to make a hit with me.
Squabble, she don't raise no cane. When she starts to do her stuff, she make a bulldog break his chain.
I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. And when she starts loving, sure to make a hit with me.
She don't start no argument, she don't raise no sand. She's about the sweetest gal ever hugged a man.
I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. And when she starts loving, sure to make a hit with me.
I mean, in this town,
I know
she has got what it takes to make you break them down.
I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, sure to make a hit with me.
Frank
Lennon
and Mint. Crazy about my Nancy Jane. And you heard Dan Crary and Lonnie Hopper's By Request with John Henry. Here's our high clue again. This well-known board game features deeds in eight colors. Name the yellow ones. And it is solvable. This one, pretty much, if you know it, you know it. John and Carrick got it correct. So did Stuart and McCandless. And a correct answer also from Larry in Elwood City, John in Economy, and Tommy in North Chesterfield. Did you get it? The game we're talking about is Monopoly, which has eight sets of deeds for properties in eight different colors, including a set of yellow ones. And Susie, you know what those are. What did you come up with?
Well, I'll tell you in alphabetical order. Atlantic Avenue, Marvin Gardens, and Ventnor Avenue.
Well done. It's amazing that this stick in your head. I'm not sure I could have gotten this. But those are the ones. This were, if memory serves, now it's funny, I don't know that I could have gotten the Deeds, but I think they were about in the middle price range, right? They were opposite Boardwalk and Park Place on the other side of the board. So they weren't in the Baltic Avenue zone, but they weren't in the Boardwalk Park Place zone either.
Right. Yeah, I played that game a lot as a child.
So did I.
It never ended well.
How so?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of an ugly game.
It is. It was to teach us all about,
capitalism.
Capitalism. It could be a lot of fun to play. Our games frequently ended up in David, my biggest brother, picking up the board and throwing it in the air and saying words that I won't say on the radio.
it just doesn't end well.
No.
Did you know the game was invented by a woman?
I did not.
It was originally called the Landlord's Game.
Interesting.
So, and then somehow, I don't know the whole, my head is fuzzy this morning, but somehow, it got converted into what it is now.
I do vaguely remember that the person who's credited with it, that's a fallacy. For years it had been, and now I'm looking for it, that it had been credited to somebody other than the person you're talking about. Oh, here we go. Lizzie Maggie created it in 1903, according to Wikipedia, at least, which I trust. Wikipedia generally...
I generally trust them.
And you're a bona fide librarian. Charles Darrow... was the person that it had been credited to for years.
Oh, okay.
But it was eventually credited to Elizabeth Maggie. So, interesting. Well, you know your deeds. That's very very good that you know them. I would not have.
Yeah. Some things stick in your head, I guess.
Well, I hope you mentioned off the air that you're recovering from a bit of a cold. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I said to one of my friends yesterday, I said, sometimes a sick birthday is all you need to really realize how great, to realize how grateful you really are of, things.
It's true.
It was the staycation that I didn't know I needed.
Well, happy belated birthday. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Be good to yourself.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life. In the land of submarines. So we sailed onto the sun. Till we found a sea of green, and we live beneath the waves, in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine. And our friends
are all on board.
Many more of them
live
live next door.
Live next door.
And the band,
and the band
begins to play.
Begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. As we live,
as we live,
a life of ease,
a life of ease.
Every one of us,
every one of us,
is all we need,
is all we need.
Sky of blue,
sky of blue,
and sea of green,
and sea of green.
In our yellow,
in our yellow
submarine,
submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You've had words with him, dear, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. And soon he'll be there at your side with his sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your wedding fingertips, and your heart can rise above. Well, once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. And soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet.
James Lee Stanley at the Saturday Light Brigade. James Lee Stanley and All in the Game.
Mm-hmm.
and the artist known as Casper Baby Pants did Yellow Submarine before that. And again, the deeds we were looking for: Atlantic Avenue, Ventnor Avenue, and Marvin Gardens. And I put a link up to the article that talks about the invention of Monopoly. And chronicles Elizabeth Lizzie Maggie, M-A-G-I-E, who designed her original version of Monopoly as a critique, not a tribute to capitalism. It's an interesting article that you can take a look at. John Hartford coming up in a moment. While I have a minute, I would like to thank you for supporting SLB by being with us Saturday mornings. Your company means the world to us. And also, if it's within your budget, by supporting us year in and year out, or maybe for the very first time. Giving Tuesday is coming up this coming Tuesday. On that day, you can go to givebigpittsburgh.com and support SLB. You also can get a jump start on that right now during this intermission. Simply go to slbradio.org/donate and you can make an instant donation at that website securely. You can also call Ricky, who is waiting patiently to handle your call if you would like to make a contribution that way by phone. Our number is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
I can't stand to throw anything away. 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 How will you mend the floodplain to tourist on the road in darkest Arkansas? She said, blank photographs, used husbands. I can't stand to throw anything away. Jack's waiting on Sally for to hand me down the screw. Saw balls of sugar from the third spit tune. I can't stand to throw anything away. Thank you. so-and-so, Bip a turtle head, the merry madman of the old heave-ho. Say, wherever I'm at, that's where I better be, and I'll never throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away. I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand, I can't stand to throw anything away.
Saturday Light Brigade with John